players that are overrated, and not every player is overrated, but there are some. So the biggest or best player, I should say, in the league right now would be Kevin Durant, obviously. I mean, what he's done in the month of January has just been unreal, scoring over 30 points in 12, I think it was more than 12 consecutive games. And the record is held by Kobe Bryant, which he had 16. But, I mean, just think about 30 points in a game for that many consecutive games is just a feat that any player would only dream of having. So Steve Nash is also planning to return against the Jazz on Tuesday. He says that he's not sure if he's going to yet, but he's been out for a while, so I would say that he's feeling good enough to be coming back pretty soon. And Kevin Durant, of course, scoring 41 points last night, and Jared Sullinger are named the East and West Players of the Week. So there's that. And Tony Parker was not listed on the injury report today, so if you have him on your team or on your bench at this point, I would suggest that you should put him back into the lineup. And I'll get into the highest scoring players on this evening so far later in the show. So the Kobe Bryant, the Black Mamba, says that he's planning to return this season. And after suffering what he suffered, to be able to come back, and I think that coming back from an injury like that is just to stay positive. So if he can just get enough morale and have himself feeling good enough, I think that he'll come back and be his normal self when he comes back. Carmelo Anthony, there's been a lot of trade talk with him. Maybe people are saying that he's going to the Bulls in a couple of years, which some people are saying that there's no way that the Knicks would let him go. But the Bulls are thinking about releasing Taj Gibson right now to maybe clear cap room for Melo. Who knows? Damian Lillard has made his very first, he's on the All-Star reserve, but an All-Star is an All-Star. His first appearance, he was picked in the first round, the sixth pick by the Portland Trail Blazers in 2012. So congratulations to you. Steph Curry is nearly averaging a double-double, and he is also going to be on the All-Star game, in the All-Star game as well. And I think that this year, the West is going to have a really strong team. So let's get into the highest scoring players of this evening at this point, because not all the games are over yet. But number one right now is David West, and he has 25 against the Denver Nuggets tonight, with adding 2 rebounds and 2 assists. And then in second comes DeMar DeRozan, who has 18 against the New Orleans Pelicans. And then Kevin Love, who is a day-to-day, comes out and drops 17 points, and they're not even at halftime yet. And Patrick Patterson has 17 as well, matching him. Wilson Chandler of the Denver Nuggets, he has 16 on the night, and they are in the third quarter, near the fourth. And Roy Hibbert is at 14 points, as well as Brandon Jennings and Anthony Davis, who is just having himself a amazing season with all these blocks that he's had. He doesn't have any yet, but I can pretty much guarantee he's going to have one by the end of the game. And adding on Roy Hibbert, he has already a double-double, so congratulations to you. So, is LeBron James an overrated player? In my opinion, I would say no. I mean, think about all the things that he's done for his team, and it's just unreal. I know Dwayne Wade did it on his own in 06, but I think that there's no way that he could have done it again without Chris Bosh and LeBron James coming back, and Mario Chalmers and Ray Allen coming in to help, and can't really forget Shane Battier. They're just so, the depth that they have. But I think that LeBron James, I mean, he's not ranked that high on the NBA, according to ESPN, on the top fantasy players right now, but I just don't think. I mean, he's a great player, yes, but I don't think that he's gonna keep winning the scoring titles and getting MVPs. I think that Kevin Durant's about to start taking over, and as much as I hate to say, I think that Steph Curry is also going to be coming in and doing really well for the Golden State Warriors. So Dwight Howard has also been doing very well. He is only halfway through the season, and he's averaging 18 points, or not even halfway through the season, and he's averaging 18 points and 12 boards a game. I mean, if you're averaging a double-double, you're obviously a great fantasy player. And just the fact that he's coming from the Lakers, getting all this hate, coming to the Rockets, saying, you know what, it doesn't even bother me. I'm here to play basketball. Let's just move on, which I think is great. I'm a personal Rockets fan, so Red Nation all the way. So Kemba Walker has been a little overlooked, I would say. I think that everybody just thinks about UConn, that game-winning step back that he hit, which was a great shot. But I think that he has so much more left. I think if he gets a supporting cast in Charlotte, that they'll just take off and that their team could potentially be a playoff threat. And I know that would make Michael Jordan happy. So Nick Young, is he going to continue being... I mean, he's very inconsistent. I think that he won't be able to keep performing at his level. I think that when Kobe gets back, he's just going to find himself back on the bench, and that they're just not going to really use him as much because... actually, I take that back. I think that they are going to use him, but I just can't really see... He's just not consistent in when I watch him play. And I just find him very arrogant. I just think that he could just simmer down and just play the game instead of trying to get all fancy sometimes. But that's just my personal opinion. So to close this segment out, the top five fancy players at this point is Kevin Durant, of course, which it's not really a shock. Carmelo Anthony, who has obviously been doing very well for the Knicks, even though that their record doesn't really show it. And then Blake Griffin, who, I don't know if you guys saw the game last night, but he had back-to-back windmill dunks, and they were beautiful. He just flies through the air, and sometimes I just worry that he's just not going to come down. But he always does, because gravity. But number three is LeBron James, and I don't really think that he really belongs there, but that's what they say, and I'm going to go with the experts. And then in fifth place is LaMarcus Aldridge, who he is a great athlete. I can't wait to see what he has for us later in his career and even this season. Well, that's going to do it for us here in this first segment. You are listening to DJ Roughhouse in the Fantasy Nest here at radio.dominican.edu.
daughter's father watches quietly. We assume he's no longer with us, but he left this dusty room and your name in it.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to the Fantasy Nest. You're with DJ Roughhouse here, and this next topic is going to be about fantasy baseball. So, for fantasy baseball, there is the same types of rules. They're the same formatted rules as fantasy basketball. So, we're just going to get jump right into the players. So, the top 10 fantasy players projected for this 2014 season is Mike Trout, Miguel Cabrera, Andrew McCutchen, Paul Goldschmidt, Carlos Gonzalez, Chris Davis, Jacoby Ellsbury, Edwin Encarnacion, Robinson Cano, and then Clayton Kershaw. So, let's start with Mike Trout. He's been on an absolute tear. I mean, he's been just hitting home runs, jumping over the fence, making the play, and he's been everything that the Angels picked him for. I mean, he's just been everything that they need to do well, and they just got Josh Hamilton as well to add that. But Mike Trout has been hitting extremely well, fielding really well, and all around he's just been doing extremely well for the team. Next is Miguel Cabrera, who has been an astonishing hitter recently. He won the Triple Crown Award two years ago now, and then last year he almost did it again, which would have been insane. But he's just a great fielder at third base, and he's even a better hitter. And seeing Miguel Cabrera come and just perform at this caliber of level that he's been playing at is just amazing. So third on the list, we have Andrew McCutchen, who is for the Pittsburgh Pirates, and Miguel Cabrera plays for the Detroit Tigers, which I'm sure people already knew that. But Andrew McCutchen for the Pittsburgh Pirates has just been extremely good for them. He's probably one of the fastest players that I've ever seen. I mean, he gets so many stolen bases, and just watching him is just a blast. It just is extremely fun. He is a very entertaining player, and he is he's projected for a 315 batting average and a 400 on base percentage and 24 stolen bases. Even though looking at these stats now, Mike Trout had 33 stolen bases, which is more than Andrew McCutchen last season, which is just crazy, because you would think that Mike Trout's just like a slugger. You don't think that he could run that fast, but he's also an outfielder, and he covers a lot of ground as well as Andrew McCutchen, which is crazy. So the fourth on the list is Paul Goldschmidt, and he is a first baseman for the Arizona Diamondbacks. And he had 125 RBIs last season, and he's projected for 117 this season, which is, I mean, anything over 100 is extremely well. And he's supposed to have a 935 slug he's supposed to have a 391 on base percentage and a 300 batting average. Next is Carlos Gonzalez, who plays for the Colorado Rockies, and he had 26 home runs last year and 70 RBIs, along with 118 strikeouts, but they're saying that he's supposed to have 142 strikeouts this season, so keep an eye on that, because in the preseason, because you wouldn't want to draft somebody who strikes out more than they would get a hit for your team. Coming in sixth is Chris Davis, who is just amazing with his 53 home runs last year and 103 runs is outstanding. It's just unreal. 138 RBIs, and he had a on-base percentage of 370. Then number seven is Jacoby Ellsbury, and he is now a New York Yankee, came from the Red Sox, so another Johnny Damon. So he had 53 RBIs last season with the Red Sox and 9 home runs, and now they have him projected for double that. They have him projected for 18 home runs, so keep an eye on him in the preseason to see how well he hits. And he's also a great outfielder in center field. I mean, he'll make the play, even though they have Curtis Granderson, who I'm not sure, I think he may be still injured, but I'm sure he's recovering all right. So coming in eighth is Edward Encarnacion, who plays for the Toronto Blue Jays. And he had 36 home runs last year for them and 104 RBIs, along with a very low 62 strikeouts, which is you want to see that in a player that you have. And then his slugging percentage was at a 534, which is fairly high. And coming in number nine is Robinson Cano, who is now a Seattle Mariner, which is very sad to see, because anytime you see something with a dynasty player leaving, just like Jacoby Ellsbury, it's always a tough loss for the team and the organization itself. So Robinson Cano is projected for 104 RBIs. He had 107 last season. So he's also a great second baseman, one of the best to ever play the game, even to say. And he's projected for 97 runs, which is very important in fantasy baseball, as well as home runs. And he had only 7 stolen bases. Well, Jacoby Ellsbury, I forgot to mention this, he had 52 stolen bases for the Red Sox last season. And then coming in number 10 is Clayton Kershaw, who is just a great pitcher for the Los Angeles Dodgers. And I know my good friend Oliver would like to hear that. And he had 232 Ks last year, which is a lot of strikeouts. And he had 16 wins, and they have him projected for 20 wins this year. And he had an ERA of 1.83. So he's hopefully going to have a good year this year. So who thinks that Steven Strasburg is going to have a better season? I think that he's going to... I feel like Washington is really holding on to him because they really don't want him to hurt himself again, because I don't think that they could afford it. So let's just really hope that he doesn't get hurt for their sake. And also, if you have him on your team, you'd want him not to get hurt. Excuse me. And then next, we'll be talking about Buster Posey, who is a catcher for the Giants. And everybody wants to hear about Buster Posey just because he's just a great player and everybody is a big fan of him. He got injured last year, and now that they banned the collisions at the home plate, I feel like that's really going to improve his value, because now he's going to be he's not going to get injured because of home plate collisions. And A-Rod had a 211 game suspension, and then he reduced it down to 162, which also includes the playoffs, so he won't be there for the playoffs or all this season. But I mean, to have it at 211 to get it down to 162 is just it's really good for A-Rod in his career. But I mean, it kind of is really overshadowed by the Biogenis and just shooting up. You just hate to see a player like that, just to see it happen. And also, A-Rod is suspended from the team, and that the Yankees are kind of sad to see, or not sad, but disappointed to see him go down this road. So to close out this segment, I want to talk about pitchers, and that a high strikeout pitcher is not an overrated pitcher, and a high strikeout pitcher is definitely a good pick and should be taken if it is available, like a Clayton Kershaw or a Yu Darvish or a Greg Kimbrel. And don't forget about our oldest Chapman, who plays for the Cincinnati Reds, and he's throwing straight gas. He throws it up to like 104, and he's one of the craziest closers that I've ever seen. Well, that is going to do it for this segment, and we will see you guys in a little bit. That you're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
Under my skin, I've tried so not to give in, and I said to myself, this affair, it never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, baby, I know so well that I've got you under my skin? I'd sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near. In spite of a warning voice comes in the night, it repeats in my ear. But you know, you fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. And each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to The Fantasy Nest with DJ Roughhouse. This next segment's going to be about fantasy hockey. And actually, this type... is different because there's a standard league, which is a free leagues, and there are 10 teams. Standard scoring leagues that use fixed rule settings and are managed by ESPN. In the free standard games, there are two scoring formats, a rotisserie and a head-to-head, but each category Free standard leagues are an easy way to dive into fantasy hockey while providing a satisfying and fun fantasy experience, so you're able to enjoy it more and you don't really have to take it as seriously as other people take it. And then users are able to join up to 10 free standard leagues and or can create up to 10 free standard leagues for a potential maximum of 20 teams. And you could, the easiest way to think of this is that all the players are able to create up to 10 standard leagues. A player may not be able to join a 10 standard league depending on the order in which standard leagues are joined or created. I know it's a little difficult to understand, but so now for the top 10 players, which are Sidney Crosby, Corey Perry, Patrick Sharp, Chris Kunitz, Alex Ovechkin, Ryan Getzlaff, John Tavares, Patrick Kane, Evgeny Malik, and Phil Kessel. So these players, starting with, we'll start with Sidney Crosby. He has been playing with Pittsburgh, I'm pretty sure, for his whole career, and he has always been very solid for them. He has been very well this past couple games. He had 6 shots on goal against the New York Rangers on February 7th, but he didn't have any goals, but 6 shots is a very good amount. He had 1 assist, and the game before that, he only had 3 shots and a goal, and the goals are really key when you're doing fantasy hockey. And then the assists also matter, because you want to have both aspects of it going. Because if you get too many goals and not enough assists, then you're not going to have the maximum points possible, which is fairly obvious. But anyway, Sidney Crosby has had 26 goals on this season and 50 assists. So that type of player is one that you really want on your team. Next is Corey Perry, and he has been playing. He is playing for the Anaheim Ducks, and he just had a goal against. He had a goal against the Predators, and he also had a goal against the Philadelphia Flyers, and he has 30 goals on the season and 30 assists, and he has 204 shots on goal, which is really well, because you want to see a player that you have get a lot of shots up, because obviously the more shots that you have, the likely he's going to score. And he's a right winger, and he has been playing a lot of minutes, actually, which is also good to see. So next on the list is number 3, and it's Patrick Sharp of Chicago, the Blackhawks, and they are unreal. They have just been on a tear last year and this year. So Patrick Sharp had 5 shots on goal last game. No goals or assists, though, which is not something that you want to see for a player that you have. But if you look back at the previous 2 games, he's had 3 assists, and overall in this 2014 season, he has 30 assists and 28 goals with 231 shots on goal. And he also is getting a lot of time. And he's played 60 games on the season, which is a good number to see. So next we have Chris Kunitz, and he plays for Pittsburgh, which is my team. I'm a Pittsburgh Penguins fan. Not because I'm from Pittsburgh, not because I'm a bandwagoner, not because it's just because of Sidney Crosby. I'm a Pittsburgh Penguin fan because penguins are my favorite animal, and I go to Dominican University, and penguins are awesome, okay? So, speaking of, back to Chris Kunitz, he had 2 shots on goal last night, and he hasn't had any assists or goals in a while. It's been 5 games since he had a goal, which is not something that you really want to see in a player. But, of course, as we go farther down the list, you're not going to have a Sidney Crosby or an Alex Ovechkin on every single player. But he's had 27 goals on season, and he's had 28 assists. So it's really good to see an even number like that. I mean, anytime that you can get a player who scores just as much as he assists is a player that you would want to keep and that you would want to use. And he's a left winger for the Pittsburgh Penguins. So if you're weak in that position, you could probably have to trade for him because he's a very good player and he probably got drafted. So number 5 on the list is Alex Ovechkin of the Washington Capitals. And he has 40 goals on this season and 20 assists. And he had 4 shots on goal last night against New Jersey. And he only had 1 assist. He didn't have any goals. But the game before that, he did have a goal, which is always good to see. And he's only played 55 games. So, I mean, you'd want to see one of the best players in the league there every single night. But, I mean, I guess you would rather have him be healthy than have him be playing at 50% and get injured. So that is Alex Ovechkin. Number 6 on the list is Ryan Getzlaf, and he is a center for the Anaheim Ducks. And he scored twice on the 8th, and he also added an assist, which is just a phenomenal night for him. Good for you, Ryan. And he has 29 goals on the season and 38 assists. And then next we have John Tavares. And Ryan Getzlaf plays for the Anaheim Ducks. Excuse me. And John Tavares plays for the New York Islanders. And John Tavares had a goal on the 8th against Colorado. And he had 5 shots on goal. And for this season, he's played 59 games, which is really good. And he has 24 goals and 42 assists. Next, we have Patrick Kane, who just lost his brother. And in the game that right after he got the news, he scored 2 goals and had an assist for him. So prayers go out to the Kane family, and I know it's a tough time, and I hope that Patrick can get his skates back on soon and keep playing for him. And he has 59 games played, 24 goals, and 36 assists for his team, so keep it up, Pat. Coming in number 9 is Evgeny Malkin, and he is also a Pittsburgh Penguins player. It's good to see 3 Pittsburgh Penguin players in the top 10. Makes me feel good about my team. And he had 3 shots on goal on the 7th against the Rangers, and he had 1 goal. And the game before that, he actually had a goal and an assist. So he's actually been performing very well for them these past 6 games. And he has 18 goals on the season and 40 assists. But, I mean, seeing him start performing very well is just going very good, and it's good to see another Penguin player up there, as I said earlier. And then coming in last is Phil Kessel of the Toronto Maple Leafs, and he's played 60 games, which is the highest that I've seen so far, and he has 31 goals this season and 34 assists, which is a very even number. As I said earlier, it's always good to see an even number. And then he has 2 shots on goal two nights ago, and he had a goal and an assist in that game. So, and he had 2 assists the night before, which is awesome. And that will wrap it up for this segment of Fantasy Hockey. When I get back to you guys, I'll be talking about my final segment, which is Fantasy MLS. And I will be having 2 people joining me to come and talk about them. And they play for the Dominican soccer team. So it'll be really good to pick their brain and see them right when I get back. And you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Fantasy Nest. We're here with my final segment, and that is soccer. So, I have two people with me, and one is actually a fellow internet radio person, and his name is DJ Liberty. Would you like to say some words, DJ Liberty?
We also got another guy in here. He also plays on the soccer team.
His name is Lee LeVerrier. And Lee, do you want to say some words about Dominican soccer really quick?
Yeah, sure. You know, Dominican soccer program, it's been a great experience so far. I know everyone on the team is really enjoying it.
That's awesome. I can't wait to come and see you guys play again for this next season, and I hope you guys keep working hard this off season. So let's talk about some MLS. So we have the top scorers from last season, and the leader was Camilo of the Whitecaps, and he led the league last year with 22 goals.
That's ridiculous.
Do you guys follow the Whitecaps at all?
Not the Whitecaps much.
Okay, well, next on the list is Mike McGee with 21 goals, and he plays for the Chicago Fire.
Yeah, he was a transfer from the LA Galaxy. Okay. That was a big loss.
Yeah, now all they have is Donovan, right?
They're actually picking up some good players. They're going to have a good season this year, I think.
Bring Beckham back.
Yeah.
He's actually going to start a team in Miami. It's looking to get pushed through, and it's going to probably happen in like 2017.
They got a semi-pro team starting in Sacramento right now, too.
Oh, wow. Well, next on the list is Marco Di Vaio, which I hope I pronounced that right. And he plays for the Impact. And also Robbie Keane of the LA Galaxy. They both had 16 goals, and that's tied for fifth for the fifth most on the league. So do you guys is he Robbie Keane, he's an attacker, correct?
Yeah, he plays forward. He's a striker for the LA Galaxy and for the Republic of Ireland. He's probably the most crucial Irish player there is for that team.
He's an old guy.
Yeah, he's old too. But he's got mad skills.
All right, well, with 13 goals is Diego Fagundes and Dominic Oduro. I'm not quite sure. I don't think I've heard of their names. Have you guys?
No, mm-mm. I've never heard of them.
Okay, well, tied for seventh is Jack McHenry and Alvaro Saborito. And then coming in ninth and tenth is Tim Cahill and Frederico Higuron. So I know you guys know who Tim Cahill is, right? No. I thought that played overseas.
I know a Gary Cahill.
Oh, right.
Chelsea.
Are they related?
No idea.
I doubt it. But I'm pretty sure that our friend Lee has a friend that plays overseas, right?
Well, yeah, there was a guy from my hometown that I've played with a couple times before, Jaleel Amibaba. He used to be a defender for the Chicago Fire, and just recently he was transferred to the Seattle Sounders, so that's been pretty cool. So, I mean, fantasy, not all about attacking, about defense, and he had great seasons with Chicago Fire, so, I mean, I'm looking for big things from him.
That's awesome. So, who would you guys say is the best goalie in MLS?
I definitely have to say Donovan Ricketts is up there. He was on the LA Galaxy, had a rough time. He's been having a rough time, but I think he's probably one of the he's very skilled. I know that. He just needs to find his groove and get it back together.
Okay. Well, I'm sure that you guys all know, like Lee said, is that it's not all about attacking, and defending is a very big part of the game, because without defending, it would just be high scoring all the time. And of course,
you're a genius.
Of course, that is always very exciting to see. People like to see duels as well. I mean, good defense, hard stops, and just, it really builds morale when a defender makes a big stop, and the next thing you know, you guys are on a break. And so defenders are a big part. And with there's a lot of people talking about a lot of people from overseas coming to the MLS. Is that correct, DJ Liberty?
Yeah, there are. Clint Dempsey just recently, near the end of the season, came over from Fulham. Was it Fulham? Fulham, I believe. And he is now on the Seattle Sounders. And then just in this transfer window that occurred after the season, Michael Bradley came back to the U.S. He's going to be on Toronto. That's a big deal for him to come back. He's a U.S. National player.
Oh.
And so is Clint Dempsey. So having them both back here in the States playing is big time. Also having Donovan staying here and not going to Everton where he plays when the Galaxy are off is crucial. Having them three here build our league here in the U.S., make it more known. And then Beckham starting a team of his own is also huge as well.
You know, and there was that talk of Frank Lampard coming here too.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that's still talk. That's,
I mean, yeah, it hasn't developed much, but yeah, that would be also huge for the MLS.
That'd be, yeah, huge. That'd be like David Beckham huge almost.
Yeah, I feel like if you guys can get as many people from the outside to come to MLS, it'll make it way more competitive, and then it would really strengthen the competition in the MLS. But I just wanted to take a quick second to promote my good friend DJ Liberty's show. It's called Political Row, and it's just going to be him. It's coming on right after this show, so I'm kind of sorry if you're supposed to be prepping more, but it's going to be talking about his opinions on politics, and he's going to be giving us some really great information and just making us aware of what's really going on in the world. And I really hope that you guys stay in and listen in and just listen to the knowledge and perspective that DJ Liberty puts on this show that he has.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, please stay tuned. It's going to be awesome. I got a lot of information. Slap you with a lot of politics. It'll be a good time.
Can't wait.
Awesome. So that's going to do it here for us. And I am DJ Roughhouse, and you are listening to The Fantasy Nest, your nest for the best fantasy sports. I'm here with DJ Liberty and Lee. I really hope that you guys have a great soccer season next season. And everybody stay tuned for Political Row. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.